5 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, welcome to the Town of Mountville Planning Committee special meeting for Monday, May 11th, 2026. This is actually our normal scheduling, I guess we talked up the time to make it a special meeting, is that right?
We were supposed to meet Thursday, but we're meeting today instead.
Okay. All right, so let the record show that Counselor Baker and myself, Counselor Mayor present, Counselor Southard may be joining us later, but she's not here at the moment. Also in attendance is Julie Chapman, the Finance Director, the Mayor, and we have one, two, three town councilors here. Counselor Jaskowitz, Counselor Karen, and Counselor Novak. We also have the Chief of Police and Deb Martin from the Board of Ed. Did I miss anybody?
Mayor.
Oh, Mr. John Carlson, you were like incognito there, buddy. I'm sorry, you were invisible to me, but that, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I didn't see you, I think that's why you dropped by today, I'm sorry.
That's fine. He's so tall.
This time remarks on the public reading matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks on the public relating matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. And one more time, remarks on the public reading matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. We're going to press, tonight the special meeting minutes approval of, we're going to hold that off. We got some corrections to do that, so we'll take care of that at the following meeting. And any questions on that, Counselor Baker? All right, so we're going to move on. Unfinished business, none. Finance Director, you got some discussing to do tonight, and the floor is yours.
Sure, so currently, as the budget stands with the adjustments we made during the department head meetings, we're currently at a 3.01 mil increase. This week, guidance came back from the state with supplemental revenue for education and supplemental Pequot Mohegan Fund revenue totaling $2,602,527. So we need to discuss how we'd like to implement the use of that supplemental revenue. From my understanding, it is a one-time funding. So because of it's a one-time funding, I wouldn't recommend reducing the budget entirely by that amount, because otherwise we'll be in the same situation we are now with trying to make up for the use of ARPA funds.
What's the Board of Ed contribution?
One second.
Okay, I remember that thing, and I wouldn't remember that now.
Yeah, so.
512?
It's 529,000, right?
Yeah, it's right on your top. It's 512,114.
512.
Sorry, I'm sorry that I was right.
No, you're right.
It's the bottom two lines. All the other revenues on this sheet have already been accounted for in the mayor's proposed budget. So just a couple things to think about. We still do have $875,000 to take out for the boat launch that was appropriated but never actually taken out for the work at the boat launch.
What was that number again, Joe?
$875,000. The purchase of the school bus for the Board of Ed, the Public Works plow truck, possibly reducing the cut to Board of Ed by something other than the initial $300,000 that was proposed. Another item to consider is, today I reviewed the police private duty fund and we have almost $150,000 available in that fund. So in theory, we could take the police car out of capital and use that fund to purchase a police car.
Yeah, we did mention that in our last meeting to do that. So Councilor Baker, is that a recommendation you would endorse?
Absolutely.
So what is that? What is it, about $80,000 for a police car?
Yeah, $83,750.
Does that include the?
Yes, that's the car and the IT.
Soup to nuts.
Yes.
So that'll leave us with $60,000 or so, $70,000.
Yeah, $66,000.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
So the, on the private duty, the is why we raised it when it was drastically too low and it was killing the town on the private duty. We raised it as going and talking to with the chief. We need to look at that again and raising that again. That was really the emphasis that we wanted to do that, which I thought that would be done, is to use to purchase the vehicles. We're looking at now with the cost of the vehicle going up again, the cost of the fuel going again, and you know, the fees that are in-house. We need to look at that private duty, and we need to look at it ASAP about raising those fees up there. But we were using that mainly really to replace some of these police cars.
Right.
And the emphasis is working that way. I don't know about the other end. You know, I haven't talked to Medalia about how that is, you know, with Julie, how it is on the cost factor per officer. But we should definitely be moving that up and looking at the way it's working now so that we can purchase these vehicles.
I'm glad you brought that up because I did have discussions with Finance Director Julie Chapman last about doing that, and I believe she's working on that as we speak. It's not ready for tonight's town council meeting, but I think that is what we discussed, in fact, arguing about bringing up the administrative fees.
Yeah, we could look into that.
Mr. Chairman, on the board of that money, we should just, we're not obligated to give them the full $512,000, are we? I think we should just give them, my opinion, only the $270,000, and that's it.
Okay.
What's $270,000 come from?
This.
I guess I just made it up from the way it sounds.
Well, no, we're working on it, explain. Well, okay, what?
The mayor had cut, I thought it was $270,000, was that, am I wrong?
No, it was $300,000. $300,000 to cost the insurance.
All right, then we, you give them the $300,000, but the other $200,000 some odd, we can.
That sounds like a good plan, but what do you do?
I believe it was, I think Councilor Jaskowitz is also coming up with the number too, because the cost savings, some of us were under influence that opinion that the $300,000 was the savings when there was a something that was wrong with the insurance. It was cost factor instead of four, it was three, but it was really $50,000. So the $50,000 that maybe Councilor Jaskowitz was, that's where he was going with.
Sounds good.
Minus the $50,000, then give the rest to the board head out of the $300,000. You know, minus the $50,000 out of the $300,000.
I just feel that we should give them that pot, $270,000 or $300,000, and the rest of the town. Because this is a year, in all honesty, for us that the town really needs that money. There's no BSing anymore. We really need it. A finance director is telling us that. We give the board, then that should satisfy them. I think they would be more than happy if we did that.
Right. Councilor Jaskowitz.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She hasn't hit you in the back of your head with a real cup, so.
Councilor Jaskowitz.
No worries.
I heard you mumbling back there.
The 500, we understood it that is to go directly to the board.
Understood.
The 500 is just less tax revenue from the town would be supplying the Board of Education, essentially. So we could say the 500 goes to the Board of Ed, but that would just mean less tax revenue is going towards their budget. We're not obligated to increase the Board of Education's budget by
That's
the
correct.
Grant amount.
So I think,
right.
But
not
I just want to say before,
right.
before I get too far, thank you, Councilor Jaskins, for bringing it up. And the finance director is correct. One of the things we're trying to do is, because every time we bring the Board of Ed budget up, that has to stay, everyone knows that. So we're trying to keep that down and keep a reasonable amount to the taxpayer, because at the end of the day, we have to levy taxes based on what our budget is. The entire budget, there's one budget in the town of Montville, that's it. Everyone says Board of Ed budget this, it's really one budget when you look at it. So we have to look at it from that perspective, and I want to say thank you for Councilor Jaskins and Councilor Karen for bringing it up. So I think that's a good derivative, the way you brought that up, the 275 with the 550,000 from to make the perceived 300 something that the mayor reduced the budget by. So I think we should, you know, write that down, and we are going to be discussing it.
But that would be, now, I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Chairman. So if everything, if Deb, I'm sorry, Deb, is it right if I call you Deb?
Absolutely.
So if Deb is correct, and our finance director, their opinions that the money that the state is allocating, the $500,000, would we still be giving the 270, or would we just be letting them have their, we would cut their budget by another 270?
Well, being that this is kind of the first I've heard of it, it sounds to me.
Well, you know, I know you're all going to check into it after tonight anyways.
Well, right now we have a budget from the Board of Ed that was presented, and then the mayor reduced that by 300 and something thousand dollars. So what we're trying to do is I'm not speaking for myself, I'm speaking for what other people have just told me. We're trying to make that 300,000 whole with the ECS and the 50,000 from the insurance issue. Does that make sense? I'm not saying
so
that.
So would we, you're not giving it back?
So okay. The mayor's proposed budget reduced the Board of Ed budget by 300,000. Since we're getting additional grant funds, we would make the Board of Ed budget back to their request, and that would be it.
That's what I thought. I didn't know what I said.
No, we're just re-explaining it for Councilor Perry. We're not contradicting by any means, Captain Jack. We're just explaining to Councilor Karen what your plan you proposed. Your phone's ringing.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Darcy.
Why can't the buses come out of that as well? One bus.
Bus lease.
Yes.
Maybe a lease purchase for two buses is what was on the table, and I think that came to, what was the ROM on that, rough order of magnitude for lease purchase on that? Something like, you may know more about that, Brian, than I do.
I had an estimate in the capital for two leased buses, but it wasn't confirmed with quotes. I estimated $130,000 for a lease of two buses. But I believe Board of Ed has more up-to-date quotes to make that number more solid.
Do you?
We do, but I could get that to you. I did not bring that with me today.
But I think it's that the order of magnitude is probably around 100 something thousand.
Right. Well, right. In the capital, it came in. That's where the capital is at the 130. That's what it was reduced to. That's what I was thought was put forward. So those two buses came just under the 130. So I think it was the 120s somewhere. But I'll get you that exact number.
So what Councilor
Baker? Well, our original ask was for two full purchases, and they brought it to the 130.
You're doing a lease purchase.
Right.
And doing it. So until we know better, why don't we say 110 until we know better?
For what?
For
two lease buses?
Two lease buses.
That's too low.
Then what should it be?
It's at least 55,000 per bus, if not more.
That's 110.
That would be exactly the 110, but I'd like to just get you the exact number if I could.
Because I think one right now we're paying 58. That's a more recent lease. And the older one that's going to fall off next year.
Right now I'm just echoing numbers that are being told to me. So if you think there's a better number, Julie, you think?
I think the 130 I put in the budget is the best number.
And we came in just below that with the estimate that we received. But like I said, I'd just like to get you the exact number.
So So echoing or reiterating what Counselor Baker was saying, as a proposal, that's not what we're doing, but that I know of, but Counselor Baker, and I'll let him speak more on this, is to take the remaining money of the $200,000 left over, take a portion of that for that, is that correct?
I guess my rationale for this whole thing is, this is money from the state, and it's a one-time give. Why should we have a lease purchase to do it? Why can't we just pay for it and be done with it? Otherwise, it's going to increase the debt service budget because of the lease purchase next year. Yeah.
And it'll be a reoccurring cost. So
right.
I think we're gonna have to look into that more.
Just my question.
And it's a good suggestion. I just don't know.
And the other thing too is I'd still like to know what type of fuel these buses are burning. Is this a gas bus? Is it a diesel bus? What is it? And I still want to know a lot more about that.
Do you know, because every time we've asked this, we haven't got a straight answer.
Yeah,
you know,
the mileage, everything.
Do you have any idea what the buses run on?
It depends on what they purchase, but most of them are diesel.
Yeah, most of them are
diesel.
Yeah. Diesel and gasoline right now.
But I think they're getting rid of the diesel because
right.
Part of the problem with diesels is the emissions on it are killing us.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the plow trucks, the emissions is just brutal.
There's conflicting reports on that.
We don't
need to discuss it tonight. I mean, I know what you mean.
No, but I just, I there's zero emissions. They have to be by EPA.
Well, they're not zero emissions, they're low emissions.
Oh, there's zero emissions. They don't put out emissions. You go like this in a tailpipe anywhere, there's diesel and it's clean. Your hand comes out clean. So I just want to know what they're going to be. Diesel. You're going to get better life expectancy out of a
mm-hmm.
diesel engine than you would a gasoline engine, especially for a vehicle that size. Any amount of kids they can haul with the weight, I think you're going to get better fuel economy, everything. So I just kind of know more about what I'm trying to do here before I go and make up my mind.
That's a very good question. It's a little bit, it is in scope of this discussion, but I think right now we have, there's money left over from the ECS, and we'll probably have a special meeting with the town council present to really start going over this budget in detail. So we're going to need a lot of, you know, information before we do that. So with that in mind, are we moving on to the next item? So understand, as far as I know, Julie just confirmed what's being proposed. Town council still has to vote on this. But what's being proposed is to bring the Board of Ed budget back to what they proposed. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm just asking Julie.
I mean, if that's what the council feels like they want to do, then...
I think, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I think he's asking what is your professional opinion from the money standpoint?
I mean, I think the Board of Ed could stand to lose at least $100,000 from their request. But if the council feels compelled to...
No, we're not. We're actually right now generally looking at what our options are. That's why I'm predicating everything I'm saying. And I'm taking Councilor Jaskiewicz's recommendations, Councilor Karen's, and Councilor Baker's. I'm listening, and I'm listening to you. So we're in this together.
I think that they proposed...
Well, and the mayor, excuse me.
I think they proposed a good budget. It wasn't outrageous in the increase amount. The last 2 years, they have had a couple hundred thousand go to their 2% fund. So as a compromise, I would say $100,000 isn't outrageous to say to have to cut. Because 50 of that is from the insurance.
Okay.
And keep in mind that... whatever we end up with, we're going to be doing it again next year or more.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I'm more inclined to cut the 300 in half and give back 150 of the 300 we cut and leave it there. But again,
no, it's something to consider. I'm going to ask Deb Martin, you know, on your what I call the last BOE meeting, there was a money left over, there's $6 million of money that's yet to be spent. And I know some of that's contractual, I know some of that's payroll, but there are several line items in there that appear to be, it could be some money left over at the end of the year. Is there any room there from your standpoint you could see to help out the town?
I'm working on my forecast right now, so I could certainly let you know that. I knew that last time that we were coming in the black that we weren't going to be over. However, some of those things that we would purchase at the end of the year haven't been determined yet, based on, and we still have the teacher's contract pay out their balloon payments, and that's usually substantial payroll in itself. It's $3.5 to $4 million.
Right, I understand.
So
I'm just,
there's
I'm
a
looking
lot
at,
still
I'm look-
to happen. I need to look at the fuel costs, the electricity, those types of things one more time before I say. At this point, I'm saying we're coming in close to zero. I'm not going to tell you that we're over budget, that's been predicted in the past, and then they've been in the black. So I'm trying to bring it as close to possible. However, when I did the budget this year, I looked at all of that, and I know that in the past that they did a rollover budget and oftentimes would look at it as things were staying static. We all know that things are not static, so we took into consideration the things that have moved, and we came in with a very fiscally responsible budget, knowing that we didn't have a lot in there. The $50,000 that we have found since is due to the change that was done after our budget. To know for sure, I want to look at one more time.
And so we're trying to, you know, if you could work with us, because we have put a freeze
sure.
on the town spending,
mm-hmm.
and you know, that's all departments. I don't know if you guys are doing the same, but right now it's, we got to really look at that, because if there's several hundred thousand left over or whatever, if you were to put that in a 2% fund, you know, we can't stop you, but it would send a huge message to us that, you know, we really do need that money for the town.
For sure.
And
that's
so if there's money left over, we need to know about us. If there is a potential for money left over, it would help us out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because we're looking at right now a lot of things, and the same thing that affects you affects this town. Mr. Carlson over here has had the exact same issues you do: electricity, fuel, you know, breakdowns in buses, breakdowns in equipment, replacement, same thing. And we're having to make tough decisions in that end too, and it's not fun.
It's not.
So, you know, if you could help us there, I'd really appreciate it, you know.
Absolutely.
Anything?
Yeah, back to this 2% fund, I did take, I forget who said it in our special meeting, and I did look at the Board of Ed's minutes, and I want to say there was $750,000 on the 2% fund. And you spent,
that,
and
no,
you spent
we,
it down to 61,000.
We spent it down, yes.
Yeah, but there was $750,000.
At the start of this fiscal year,
mm-hmm.
there was. Correct.
So, what are they going to be taking out of this budget for?
Budget for a disaster. That's what I told her.
No, this coming budget, 26-27.
Oh. Oh.
There's nothing built in for that, I can assure you.
Nothing. Okay.
Right. So, like I said, we're going to have probably a finance meeting that I'm going to invite all the town councilors to. And I would, if you could, provide those numbers as soon as possible so I can get that going, because that could be instrumental if whether we do something or not.
Right. And as well, I would just ask that I'm able to present that to my board for
oh,
their approval at first, because I want them to know what we're sharing, the information we're sharing. It's a collaborative effort between
right.
all of us to get to where we need to be for the bottom line, and I do understand that.
Do you think you could do that in a week?
I think we can, yes.
Okay.
We have our board meeting on
so
the
19th. So we'll probably try to do a special meeting next week, counselors?
The 19th is our board meeting, so as long as I have the ability to present to them, that's Tuesday next week.
Okay.
And I did Mr. Baker's questions. I know it was brought up that the questions have been asked several times, but I did receive your questions on Friday.
Yeah, no, I got your email back then.
Right. Okay.
I got a few more coming to you, too.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you.
Good. doing your job.
Right, that's what a counselor does.
He's doing his due diligence.
Exactly, yeah.
We do appreciate it, Counselor Raker, you're right, I must have a question. Julie, what's next? I mean, we did kind of get through something there. I'm not, I'm such a maybe, we're not making decisions like this tonight, but I do wanna look at those things, and I think what the mayor brought up, did you get that written down, what the mayor suggested?
$150,000?
Right.
Yes. Yeah, so ultimately, we need to decide how much the supplemental Pequot Mohegan grant is $2,090,413. That's one-time funding. We can use that, some of that to supplement capital costs and put the rest in our reserves,
That's what I
to replenish that. The question is, how much of that do we want to use in this budget to reduce the mill rate we have now? That's what needs to be decided.
Have you got a plan on items that you think it would be pertinent? You're the finance director, so if you've got a plan on what you think is pertinent?
We have $873,000 in capital right now. The buses was one of them. I know Public Works really needed a truck in their rotation. We could look at that. That's not in the capital this year. The other big ticket items in capital right now, paving and drainage, some Public Works equipment, sander, small mower, those type of items.
Has the police car that we had in capital been removed?
Not officially, no, I didn't.
But that's in that number you just said, right?
Yes.
So we are funding it, but we're gonna use the private duty funds for that. I just wanna make sure you're clear.
Smaller, right?
Yeah.
A small car?
You need a sedan.
Stop it.
Sorry, electric?
Hey, I gotta focus.
Okay, I got it.
No, electric focus.
I do have one question about the private duty, because as you can see from the surplus we have there, it's done quite well. If we raise the fees substantially, do you think that will, and maybe this is directed towards the police department, do you think that will affect how often the department's hired to do private duty jobs?
Depending on where the jobs are. If it's on a state road and it's a private company, by contract, they have to contact the police department for traffic services. If they're on side roads or if it's a state road and the state DOT is doing the job, they do not. So it may affect it a little bit. You have to remember, we have mutual aid contacts with East Lyme, Waterford, and Colchester, and a lot of our guys, mostly in the summer, working down at East Lyme and a couple of gas jobs in Colchester, they're going to continue to call. I think if you raise it drastically, yes, it's going to make a big effect. But I think if you're incrementally making increases, then people will continue on. Yeah.
I was thinking more, and thank you, Chief, because I was actually, I wouldn't have brought this up if I didn't already bring this up to the Chief. I was thinking more in lines a little bit closer to New London, maybe a little less than New London on some of the administrative fees and the vehicle fees. Right now, you guys are just looking at the cars, $80,000-something. Fuel, $5. Just rounded $5. So a lot of those, and not including a lot of the other things that go along with it. So, I mean, that East Line project's on for another 2 years, two or 3 years. We could slow it up. We could probably make some more money off. But you know what?
No, it's a great idea.
But you know what? If we look at the other area towns, Julie, if we look at and you know what? And maybe I did the word drastically shouldn't have came out of my mouth. I think I don't know if it came out of mine or Joe's. So I think.
How about in line with other communities?
Yeah, I think that's what we definitely do.
Perfect.
And my other question would be why I'm on a little bit of a roll. Julie, the $500,000 that we get from the Mohegans, has that been factored in anywhere?
No,
for, it goes towards a capital?
That goes towards capital, so our capital in the budget cannot go below 500,000.
So it, to the $500,000 that you're using, that is already offset in that capital, so is that capital more than 800,000 with that offset?
No.
So it's gonna go lower than that, because you all knew about the $500,000?
The 500,000 is factored into the revenue for the general fund budget, so the capital improvement, 500,000 of that is the Mohegan money.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, the $500,000 that came from the Pequot fund? Or the 500,000 that comes directly from the Mohegans?
Directly.
Because that is, that the pact with the Mohegans is that's supposed to be only used for capital unless we get a permission.
That's why capital can't go below 500,000.
So, I don't know what your question is.
And Julie just finished it off.
Okay, good, I'm sorry.
I didn't hear any of you bring up anything to do with the 500,000.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, I was.
No, I really didn't hear any of you guys talk about the 500,000 from the Mohegans.
Well, it's the baseline for the capital. So what we do is we start with 500,000.
Right, okay.
And then we add to it as we need, you know.
Well, you're not gonna cut any of the capital.
I don't know yet. We haven't.
What are you guys there for?
No, you asked Julie.
She's finance director, Chuck.
You're the finance committee.
Hire or do?
Well.
You're the finance committee.
Captain Peskowitz, just to let you know, we just got $2 million from the state, and it's analogous to getting like a shot of heroin, like the ARPA money, because we have to spend it, and it's not, it all sounds great, but if we apply it to, you know, reoccurring costs, it's like the mayor said, we're gonna be back in that
same
spot.
Yeah, I agree.
So what the finance director is trying to recommend is that we're trying to figure out what the derivative is. We have needs and wants, and then we want to put money back into the general fund.
Sounds good.
So the goal that she's trying to instill in us, you know, is we're trying to come up with, and I don't know if we're there yet, Julia, I don't know if we're gonna do it at this meeting, but I think we're gonna need a little more information from you where we're at.
Well, I think my question is, how much of this money do you want to use to supplement this budget? What do you want the mill rate to get down to? I can come up with those numbers. I think it's the council's priority to tell me what items they want
well,
to see.
I'm
going to
canvass the five councilors in this room. My goal is below 2 mil. Councilor Baker, what is your goal?
I really have mixed emotions about this whole thing, and I'll tell you why. I'm not afraid to say it. It's going to be in a tape meeting. I don't care. I think the budget that was presented this year at 3 mils truly represents the operational cost of the town of Hockville. That's it. Finished business. That's what it is. This is what it costs us to do business this year. If we start taking money away from that or reducing it, we're going to be right back here next year having the same argument about the same thing. So let's just say we go to 2 mils. Mils what? What under the new $1.7 million?
1.7.
1.7 million. Next year we're 1.7 and a million and a whole. We'll start again next year.
Well,
so I think we have to be very cautious how we do it. I don't want to get back into the same minutia we did with everybody got drunk on the COVID money. Bad word, but it's true. It got used, and that put us in a hole. So I don't want to keep putting ourselves in a hole. If this is the correction budget, I kind of call it the correction budget. If this is going to bring things to normalized again, then let's get us back to normal. So next year, if there needs to be an increase, it can be a very minimal
increase. You got a number in there?
So, again, I have very mixed emotions. I don't know.
All right, but one thing I just want to say that you're probably aware of, Councilor Baker, but I just want to make sure you're aware of it. The $875,000 for the fishing pier was money
mm-hmm.
that was authorized, but it wasn't put into the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And the $375,000 for the fire truck that
$325,000
that was literally two town councils ago,
mm-hmm.
literally,
mm-hmm.
and now it's built, and now that wasn't trained. So that's $1 million. So right off the bat, we don't have to worry about that next year, right? It's already paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone see that? So we don't have to worry about that, so.
The 875 is not paid for yet.
That's what I'm saying.
And the 325 isn't either.
Right, but.
The 325 is.
Oh, did we get the bill for that?
That's been moved to the project, yeah.
Okay.
So.
And that was for a bond.
But what I'm saying is if we take some of this, if we take some of this money that came in from the state and the 875, we don't have that fear of it coming back to haunt us in another budget. That's what I'm trying to say. So Counselor Jaskiewicz, what did you feel as a?
Two and a half. I'd say we drop a dollar a half, because I think it's a chip that the mayor's done, but it looks, one of the problems that we've done, and we all have worked hard, is keep the mill rate down as much as we can. But when you run into a situation like we've run this year, it turns around and bites you in the butt. So I think what we do is we go from 3 to 2.5. And that's my opinion.
Just keep, Counselor Novak?
Yeah, I actually agree with Brian on this, because for several years, the taxes haven't been increased or very little. And this will be the makeup budget, and next year we should be looking pretty. And if we use some of that money, because our town needs so much capital, like the plow trucks and the equipment and the tires, and then the firemen need their stuff too, the bottles and the, you know, there's a lot of stuff for the public safety aspect.
Right, yeah, we actually have that covered, just like, you know, the bottles.
Okay, then the bottles work, yes.
Well, some of the bottles part. Do you feel, what is the mill rate that you would like us?
Between 2.5 and 3.
And Counselor Tanner?
You won't get me to lock in any of those numbers. I'll be honest with you, I.
Give me a number.
I'm just saying I'm not gonna go into telling you what mill rate I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at wanting to put more money in our fund balance, because I'm not gonna give you guys a smokescreen. I'm not gonna give the public a smokescreen. Next year, we're gonna be in the same place. So we either make cuts that are gonna be painful.
That's what we're trying to do.
So that, but I'm just trying to tell you, you asked me my opinion, now I'm gonna give you it, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
So my opinion is that we either make, being here as long as I've been here too and been through this budget process, it's painful. You know what? Hey, when I was looking at the schools, my kids were in those schools and we made cuts. Okay, I'm not saying Deb didn't make more cuts on that. But you know what? We definitely, it's gonna be painful. You know, hey, my thought was freeze the purchasing policy, freeze the overtime that's not essential, freeze the hiring. If we don't, until you see what your budget really is, that was my opinion. Hey, I know I don't have the support of that, but I'm just telling you, without pain, you don't have gain. And you know what? This is a time that you have to look at. I mean, everybody here, there's a lot of them gonna disagree with it. It's not personal for me. It's business. I look at things, very numbers, and say, you know what? Hey, we all want things. Hey, you know what? You know, I like, you know, a banana cream pie. I can't get that. I have to have an apple. So look at, right now we need to look at what we can afford.
I'm trying to achieve that by asking this, because let's just say you were thinking about 1 mil, right? Just say per chance. Then you've got 5 town councilors that are now giving Julie, myself, and Brian
advice to cut.
And where to cut, because I feel the same way. I said 2 mil reserve is like, that would be my ultimate limit. Anything more than that. And then, but I don't know right now if I said 2 mil until Julie tells us what that actually means towards cuts. All right? But let's just say we go 1 mil. Then Julie can look at that and say, you know, this is where we're at. Right? Because right now I think we're going to look at trying to level fund the capital with this money as much as we can, what we said we wanted to do, and the remaining goes into fund balance. I think that's kind of what I heard. Julie, is that what you've heard from people? Is it?
Yes.
Is it, right now we've taken care of a little bit of capital, the police car from the private duty. And then also, Mayor, do we have anything else that we're cutting that you know of that we can cut? Any overtime we can cut? Anything?
We have some possible plans for cutting the overtime.
Well, can we use them in our budget?
We already know by if we are able to maintain the 16 firemen who we have, we're going to make a big dent in the overtime there. The public works is at scrap shoot. You know, we have a good winter, a fair winter. We're good.
Right? Yeah, but what I'm saying is,
what I'm saying,
when it comes to that, that's actually what the general fund's for.
I understand.
Is if you have an oh my god bad winter, it's better to do that than levy taxes on the taxpayers, and then we have a light winter. That means we've just, you know.
The question was about overtime, and we are making some steps towards curbing the overtime. I'd be adamant, we cannot cut services.
And that.
I'm not saying.
I'm just saying that that's the only, we've already cut, we added no new programs, we've added no new people, we've added, we've subtracted as much as we're gonna subtract.
I'm asking for, within a week, can you give the finance director a number reduction in the overtime or something? Are you proposing any reduction in overtime?
We have already done that. We have already done that, but there are some plans to do a little bit more in the area of overtime that we're not ready to go further on, but we're trying.
I understand that I've got a heart too. I don't wanna put people out on the street. Everybody's out there now trying to make a living and feed their family. If we're gonna start laying people off, if we're gonna start cutting services, the question is, what do you not want? Do you want your streets plowed? You not want a fire truck in front of your house? You don't want a police officer in front of your house, an ambulance? You name it, you tell me what you don't want. And that's what we're up against. We're up against.
Safety is a big issue.
Yeah, we're up against the wall right now. You not want your kids educated? I don't know. Somebody's gotta, but right now, and I know I'm not committing, I'm not gonna commit to a number because I don't know what that number's going to do to the budget and how it's going to affect the town as a whole.
I'm only asking it, is exactly what I said, is I wanted the chairman to be able to start modeling it. That doesn't mean you have to be held to that number.
So just to put things a little bit into perspective, with cutting out capital down to 500,000 in general fund, giving the Board of Ed back 150,000, that brings it to an increase of 2.88 from 3.
That's without making any further cuts anyways.
Have we put any of the state money into this yet?
No.
So if just do a hypothetical, what if we took 1 million and put it towards the budget? To, you know, what would that do to the
2.29?
We'd use that for capital because it's a one-time request, correct? Or any capital item,
well,
we could or whatever. So we don't have it reoccurring again next year.
If we're putting it towards the budget, then no, because we already have 500,000 for capital from the stipend we get from the tribe.
So we'd have to go some. We'd have to either go into more capital, which is not in the budget, right?
Well, it's just supplemental revenue, so you're just if you're trying to use this supplemental revenue towards capital, it wouldn't be in the budget.
Right,
because,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's not an option. So right now we're kind of stuck at 2.8 unless we start cutting stuff like services or whatever.
If you add in not the 1 million, if you add in the supplemental for education, the 512, you're at a 2.58, which that's what I would advise, adding in that education cost. I don't think I would go higher than that.
So explain that a little more. So if you did that, you would be taking it out of what? Or you would be adding it to what?
To the budget. Like, that's just less taxpayer funds paying for
right.
education costs.
We're moving it from the taxpayers to a grant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I understand that, but what I'm saying is, what are we applying it to? Because we're not cutting any services. You've already got the capital.
You're applying it to the like $46 million education budget. That's so it's part of.
Right, I understand that. So I just want,
I want
the five town councilors to understand that we'll be putting that towards the Board of Ed. Is that what you're suggesting?
That's not how I would word it. You're just supplementing revenue. So you're getting more grant money, so that's less money you have to make up in taxes. So we're applying the grant money towards the general fund budget. It doesn't need to be towards anything specific, that's just part of your revenues.
Okay.
And also cutting the capital.
Yes.
I see what you're doing, but I'm just afraid next year, whenever, if say we're using some of that money, that revenue for, say, salaries, or we're using it for electricity.
I wouldn't think of it as using it towards specific line items. That's not, it's all one pot. So just like if you were going to add in $1 million of this money, you would have to make it up the same way.
Okay.
So this is just less.
And the one-time thing from the state would go into our fund balance?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, which is dramatically lower.
Would that be 1.5?
It'd be 2,090,000.
Fund balance?
Yes.
So our fund balance, this is directed on all three of you, the fund balance is low. So we have to look at that and make sure that that's brought up.
Will they have to maintain a certain amount?
Just out of curiosity, and Julian asked this question. When, right now, when the money comes in from, we've taken some of the fund balance to pay for some of the HVAC work, is that correct?
No, so you're talking about cash versus fund balance, which are two different accounting terms.
Okay.
So, I'll let you finish your question.
Well, I'm just saying is we're gonna have that money coming in either by
the reimbursements?
The reimbursements.
Yes, but that's not going to affect fund balance.
Okay.
Where will that go to?
That'll go to reimburse the expenses in the HVAC fund.
So if we were to take, you said it was 873 in capital?
Yes, 873,316.
All right, so now we take the police car out.
Yeah.
And we put that into your private duty fund, so that just put more money back in there, which is 80,000 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then we talked about what else?
Reducing capital to the flat 500,000. And that's one of the scenarios I had given you.
And that would put us at, what was it again for the money?
Adding the 500, okay, so we have,
I know we talked about a lot of different
things. We have a lot of different things going on.
Yeah, that's why I want to kind of.
So we have capital flat funded at 500,000.
Yeah.
We have adding Board of Ed 150,000 back to them. The other part of the scenario is how much additional revenue you want to put in. If we add in the 512, you're at a 2.58. If we add the million that was suggested, you're at a 2.29.
Okay, so the 2.58 was what again, Julie? I'm just kind of writing this down here, catching this quick. 2.58 is with a half a million?
That's with the 512,114.
Now, if you could maybe do the math real quick so I can get it. What happens if we used, if we took that $2.5 million, we gave that a little bit back to the Board of Ed, and we wiped out this year's capital at 873, where would that put us for a mill rate?
So we can't wipe out the entire capital,
right?
Because it has to stay at least 500,000.
That's right, too, yeah.
Right.
I think what you meant, what you're saying, wipe out means actually funded.
Yeah.
Like the things we need. I think.
None of this one time.
You're missing what he's saying. What he's saying is there was proposed things to purchase in the capital.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They came up to $800,000+.
Right.
All right. 500,000 comes from the Mohegan. There's
right.
300,000 left over. Where does that 300,000 come from?
That comes from your revenues in the budget.
Okay, you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that means, I think what you meant, and that people took it, so everything in the capital that's been looked at is taken care of with the Mohegan money and the $300,000 from revenue.
Yes.
And
So what you're saying is if we wanted to, we can only cut 300,000 off our cap vote.
Correct.
Right.
Right, because of the guarantee that we have, especially unless we ask for permission.
So what would be the difference?
You said that wasn't a different fund.
It's in revenue.
500,000 of it is in revenue.
Yeah, that's the 500,000, say the ECS money or something like that. Or, so.
And the only other thing I could think about too, if you wanted to try to fund it, is you got that radio system upgrade we got going on too. We got 350 in there now. We got a balance of 429. That's gonna have to come out of one of the budgets going forward too.
Somewhere.
So, well, if you could use some of that capital money to pay that off so it's done, it's complete, it's finished, we won't have to ask the taxpayers for it next year or the year after.
Well, there's always the possibility that we, with LOSEP and other funding areas that we have, we might be able to make up that difference because it's not gonna be probably another year. So don't, I wouldn't go.
And we could still apply for SIF grants, we could still apply for a lot of things for that, so.
And there's next year's funding from the state too, which that we believe that we pay the 300,000 for the radios now, the other 400,000 or thereabouts isn't gonna be right away.
Yeah, sure, we've got the 350s accounted for already in the budget, right?
Yes.
That'll put us partway there.
And that's the nice thing about having it in capital so we can apply for SIF grants. So that's the.
With that, but the balance of it for next, isn't in next year's budget.
No.
Not in it. That's what I'm saying. Next year we have nothing in the budget for the next installment of that system.
Well, it's on the capital plan.
No, it's not.
No.
Maybe it's not. And that's why I'm asking these questions.
But as I said, it's, I think we're gonna be all right.
I canvassed all the counselors, and I'll counsel you as well. What mill rate, this is just for Julie, the work numbers, do you feel comfortable with?
Well, it's really not fair for Kate because she
no, she has she missed the whole conversation.
Well,
conversation.
Right.
I would go with zero. No, I'm kidding. I'm gonna go.
You will have some layoffs.
This is like the worst.
Well,
this is a terrible question to ask me. Right
I want
to.
Then I want to ask you.
I would say
unfair.
1.5 to 2 because I have pored over this budget, pored over it, and I don't even know how we're gonna do it with that.
Well, you know, I really appreciate it.
That's my honest opinion.
But I only asked that because I wanted Julie to know kind of what we're looking at so she's got some kind of thing. What she just described today, it looks like if we do anything, if we try to do anything less than 2.29, we're gonna have to start cutting services. That's where it is kind of right now.
So I think the main thing is how
mill rate.
If you make any cuts to the budget, you're supplementing your budget right now with one-time funds. If you are making any cuts, you're going to be looking at this problem again next year because the cut you make is going to be offset by that supplemental revenue. So that's what. I'd like a little more clarification on exactly what you're wanting me to bring to you next time, because that's really the only option. We're either cutting services and not using or using the supplemental revenue. Those are the three different options. If we use the supplemental revenue, you're in the same position next year as we are right now. We can put the supplemental to our reserves to build that back up. Or if you're wanting to cut the mill rate more without using the supplemental revenue, then we really need to take a hard look at cutting services.
the supplemental revenue gate is the 2.6.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So whatever, where we apply that, we have to make sure that we don't have to do it again next year.
Right, exactly. That's why this is like, our
Yeah, but do we have any?
And Esther money all over again. Yeah.
Julie is trying to say that the capital and the fund balance is something that we need to concentrate on. Basically, take the 300,000 that we had cut for the Board of Ed, we could possibly reduce that to 150,000.
Julie said 100.
So, one thing that Kate wasn't here for, and I did talk to Deb Martin. One thing that Kate wasn't here, and I talked to Deb Martin, is the money that's left over in the Board of Ed, the remaining money towards the end of the year, and she's gonna get us a projected number probably within a week or so. And then after that, then we're gonna really settle in. Julie's gonna work on getting some more, I guess, specificity in this so we know exactly what to do. And then from there, it sounds like we're not proposing any cuts per se, other than making sure that the capital is funded and then whatever is remaining left is going into the general fund.
So is the finance committee going to bring back the departments and do across the board cuts with them on their budgets?
But I need to know.
I'm just suggesting, not suggesting, I'm just asking. When I was the chairman of finance, we did bring them in. Councilor Jaskis was mayor. We did some line cuts. We did, you know, we, of course, just like the Board Ed, I had the philosophy on the departments. I really wanted them to make the cuts. It's their budget, but I'm not saying do that. I'm just asking if that's gonna happen.
We already did that, and it was brought up.
I know, and I know, Mayor, I was here for them. But I'm not laughing.
We're not there for all of them.
Because you know why I'm not laughing? I want to see cuts. I'm sorry.
You make more cuts on what you've already cut. You're going to impede the operation.
You already are.
We already are.
I'm down probably 50,000 for next year.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, but do you need all, how many people have you not hired?
Down two.
Two, so if we don't hire those two, what is that, 100,000?
That's good.
It leaves me nine people on the road.
That's half service.
That's service.
That's gonna make,
How many plow trucks do you want on the road during a snowstorm?
You know, I'll take the IT department. I looked at IT department, oh, there's some easy pickings here. There's stuff in there that we've authorized throughout the year, new software, new this, new things that we said we wanna have for this town. Right, and one of them was the stuff for the getting, after we had that procedure audit, to get that up to where we had to have software for that and do that. Same way with those other budgets. I mean, I could bring in youth services and start looking at that, and I can bring in a senior center. I'm sure we can find $5,000 or $6,000 here and $10,000 there. That's not gonna move the needle much. And we did cut some of the budgets a little bit, but when I went to the public works, I was thinking, hey, can we do without? There's things in there that if we do, he's going to have to ask for money later on because he'll have to have them. The only stuff that he had that I see that's really tangible right now is overtime. And I've already said it, you know, why are we paying for overtime when we don't know? We don't know.
Yeah, but we got into that same problem last
right.
budget. We didn't, it went up. I mean, we're already the chief, they keep bringing the chief up because his is the largest of the overtime, and he's already looking at spots, what to do with that. I mean, it's just, as long as I've been, I look at this and say, hey, you know what? Payroll went up $600,000-something, okay? $600,000-something.
Right.
Okay? Then overtime, it's the perfect storm. And everything is not, you know what, Mr. Baker? Everything isn't on our, everything is on our, it's not. There's other things that calculate into this. ARPA's part of it. You know what? It is. But we cannot keep blaming ARPA for the stuff.
Okay, first of all, Councilor Karen, I did not say it was ARPA. I said this 2.6 is another, you pointed out.
I said it.
I don't care.
ARPA was money given to us. The real things, and I've said it before, and it's affecting the school. Electricity. you go look at what electricity is. John, what is electricity overall? 30% more?
Yeah, it's like
fuel, right? And all the unfunded mandates we got stabbed with by the state. And then the second thing is the federal government is imposing tariffs on everything, and it's causing the cost of getting stuff more expensive.
Well, the last three or four budgets have used millions of dollars in fund balance too. Mm-hmm. So you haven't started with a balanced budget in the last handful of years to begin with. So right now, without using fund balance, you're already starting $3 million before any salary increases are calculated, before electricity, before gas. You're already starting with needing to make
but
up
$3 million.
But I
need to predicate that. And I appreciate your opinion there, and it's got some truth behind it. We also had revenue growth in those years. And I actually started to take a little offense because we had growth this year. We had $59 million
There's no need to take offense, though,
but
if
I'm
you
saying
budget
but
revenue
but,
out of
fund
balance.
But because there's people in this room that will take that and run with it as the gospel. There was, we actually had some revenue that was significant. And they said, hey, if we could, you know, we were getting sometimes 1.9%. And so taking that money, and then when we were running it at our fund balance was running at the upper limit of what we were, and then here I am charging taxes on people, and we're just sticking it into the back room and into the fund balance. That's not fair on the taxpayers. So I'm not taking offense to what you said. I'm saying at the time we were looking at the data, but we had $59 million in grand listed. That's $1.6 million. That was wiped out by all the unfunded mandates. I mean, right off the bat, you know, getting charged with $400,000 or $500,000 in loss in revenue because of the state this, and then taking the car stuff out of it. Those are real numbers, and you know.
That's not a debate. That's a fact.
And
doing a balanced budget, revenues and expenses need to balance, and if fund balance is factored into your revenue, it needs to be
made
up.
We had another one this year. The money that they took away from private businesses on tribal lands, that's $800,000 right there. $900,000 that we've lost. Yes, our legislators.
That's going into effect next fiscal year.
Yeah, and then but then there's money coming in from the other side. But it's stuff that's unfunded that we have no control over. It's a big deal, and I guarantee you the people out on Facebook probably don't see that granularity of it. And all they see is this, and they say little BS things here that aren't even remotely accurate.
I see many things posted and many things said, but I have all the numbers and I know
right.
the facts. So,
right. So.
Well, the other part of it is too, is to me, with a $3 million increase, representing a balanced budget. This is a balanced budget. This is what the true operational cost of this town is costing.
Right. You're actually right there.
It's a balanced budget, okay? But what do we, for example, if we start throwing numbers out in overtime, whatever it may be, and we start reducing that, then we really still don't know what it's going to be. How much do we get back? How much do we have budgeted for contingency this year?
Not enough to cover overtime overages.
That's my point. You know, if you only got 100,000 in there for contingency, you better make it a million, because there's no way we can make up these shortfalls. So you still, the way I look at this.
Let's switch to the fund balance.
This is, but again, that's not balancing the budget. We shouldn't be balancing the budget on fund balance or contingency. That's my opinion. That's not what I'm used to.
But Brian, in reality,
I know
it's not a balanced budget, because the cuts that we have already made has already impeded our operation.
You mean before your
No.
Before you could,
my proposal.
Yes.
We've already impeded the operation,
right.
And we're not going to see that
mm-hmm.
until next year.
Exactly.
And
so
at the end of the year, we're going to have all these zeroed out
mm-hmm.
where we still got to go do the operation, and the money's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I think somebody said it the other night, the best. You're robbing Peter to pay Paul, now Peter wants his money.
Yep.
Bottom line. So I, and I'm not picking on anybody, I'm really not. I just know from past experience that we, where I came from, we never robbed, or not robbed.
Yeah.
We never took money from, that's a bad word, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. We never took money from the fund balance to balance the budget. Never touched it. That was like taboo. So, and sometimes you have to do it, I understand that. And I'm not picking on anybody for what they've done in the past or how they've done it, I'm really not. But the bottom line is, at some point, we gotta come in with a balanced budget to get back to neutral. And I, if we never get back to neutral, we're gonna keep, be having the same argument year after year after year.
Well, I'm looking out for one, and I'm gonna narrow it here. I look out for one person or one group of people in this town, and that's the taxpayer.
And I do too.
And I walk, when I walk out and I talk to people, and I go see somebody that's on a fixed income, and I talk to them and I say, they tell me, I can't afford another $300 in taxes, or I can't afford this, or I'm gonna lose my home.
I don't disagree.
Well, I do, so when I start seeing mill rates at 2, 3, you know, whatever, I take that right down and say, that's almost unacceptable, and but we have to do it at some point. So that's the thing we have. It's great to say woulda, coulda, shoulda here, but I'm telling you right now, we gotta look at this, and quite frankly, you know, and I do appreciate everybody that gave me a what they accept the mill rate to be, but I hope you consider that unless we, at some point, we may have to make cuts that are real and substantial and long-term. And that's just maybe the brass tacks that we got to deal with. Because at some point, we may be just taxing people right out of their ability to live in this town. And if you guys can live with that, so I'm telling you, I don't know if I can. And I'll be honest with you, we got to really, really look at what we're doing here and saying, what are we doing? Because there's a, it's great we look at the schools and we support the schools. They're 63% of this budget. And I want the schools to be good. I want to, my kids went to these schools. But there's also a whole bunch of people in this town that are elderly and on fixed income. We've got to start thinking about that. And that's what we get elected to do, and that's what we should be doing. So
that's what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm just letting people know how I feel about this thing. And I, you know, I've been on this finance committee for a long time. And I can tell you right now, I look out, that's who I look at. That's why I do the things I do, is I'm looking out for that, trying to keep taxes low, trying to keep the services plentiful. And I've had all these departments, John, you've been sitting before me, and I've cut some of your budgets out big time, haven't I? And it hurts, but I'm not doing it because I like you or don't like you. I do it because I think it's the best thing to do. You know, in the same way when I look at the Board of Ed, I look at that and say, this is we got to look at what we got to do. So,
Mayor, how much did you actually cut out of the initial budget that you was in front of you? How much did you remove out of your initial, the budget I initially gave to you, and then you developed your budget to give to us? How much did you actually take out of it?
From what I received from
the department
heads?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, just a round number.
I think
I'm not going to hold you to it.
Was it like 4 mil originally?
It was about a million.
About a million, you've already cut.
Yeah, because we figured it was over 4.
Yeah. I'll say it again. We're going to be right back here having the same argument next year.
Chairman, may I speak?
Councilor Dobek,
yes. I know I'm new to all of this, and I'm very simple. But when I come into I'm going to use my household, for example. When I come into some money, doesn't matter where, I'm always going to have my monthly bills, and they're going to go up. I'm always going to have them. I'm not going to always have $30,000 to buy a new furnace or a new roof for my house. So with this money we're getting from the state, if we use it to fund the balance, I agree, we're going to be in the same place next year. So we could put a little bit away for next year, maybe.
I think that's what we're trying
but
to do.
But we need to buy the plow truck and the equipment and the stuff that our town needs.
Well, that's what Julie has recommended, and that's also what 3 of the counselors have said, is that we would like to put the majority of this money into the fund balance.
Mm-hmm.
because we're not gonna put it towards reoccurring costs, which are salaries and electricity. So we're trying to, and what Julie proposed is if we do some of these things, we're gonna be somewhere between, we could be at 3, but most likely it's gonna be 2.5 to 2.29 as it stands right now, depending on which direction we give Julie guidance to do. She's gonna, and then also we gotta, there may be some money, maybe in a Board of Ed that we're gonna get in another week that could help. And so we're probably gonna have this finance meeting next week like this again with all the town councilors present, and we're gonna start. And then after that, we'll have a special meeting with the full town council and a town council meeting to adopt a budget.
Okay.
That's, that's
one more question. Do we know, are we looking ahead for the following year's budget? What are we gonna need in that capital? Anybody?
Yeah, the five-year capital plan is in there.
Okay.
And then it comes down to, you know, I rely heavily on the Public Works Committee and Mr. Carlson to say, this is, you know, this broke this year, this is what I gotta do. And that particular budget I'm really partial to, because those are the things that happen that everybody sees on a day-to-day basis. Then the next one will be the police are coming in. And same thing, there's gonna be things, hey, we gotta do this, we gotta do that. So those are things that will come up. There's also things you gotta keep in mind is whenever we do the CVAs, and we start looking at those 2.5s and the 2s, and you start collectively putting all those union negotiated together, that comes into a big number. And right now that's running right at about a $600,000 a year increase every year. So next year, right off the bat, we'll have that, $600,000.
On top of it.
As soon as we get the fireman's contract that we'll be talking about here shortly, same thing, that's gonna be added to that.
That's going to be something else we should probably budget for in next year's budget as well.
That should already be in there.
It's not, because we thought it was going to settle last month or this month, and it hasn't, so.
Well, we need to project something in there. Something. It's, you already should have the raw numbers in there, right? Or you should already have the raw numbers, right?
We have the new contract numbers effective July 1st factored into the budget, but we don't have the retro payments.
Exactly.
Right, and that's we do need to
exactly
do that.
How many months would that be for?
About 10 months.
Going back, all it's a full year salary almost.
Yeah, right back to July 1st, so you're 10
and
months
and
in
growing
the
and growing.
Pardon?
And growing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So that's, so Councilor Novak, you see how that's what we. So electricity, any perceived increases in electricity, which are probably going to be great, fuel, it's running right now at $5 a gallon or $6 for diesel.
I don't think that we accurately projected utility costs, fuel and electricity.
Can you?
We accurately? Okay.
Well, you can.
Changes we
but,
agree.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that's how much we have cut this.
Well, I understand, sir, Councilor Novak's kind of her. General question is are we looking at next year? Yes, we are.
So will some of this 2.6 million be put into that? No.
Not right now, no, because we're putting in the general fund.
Okay.
Right. And as Councilor Baker pointed out, he feels that contingency is too low. Whether you put in contingency or you use the general fund, it's the same money. You think it's just over here, it's sitting here. And over here, it's sitting here, right? Kind of.
I don't see that.
So contingency is like your liquid money. So if we budgeted overtime at 500,000 and it came in at 530, contingency would cover that in your expense for the budget.
Right.
Fund balance is your savings account.
Right.
That's what the fund
right
balance policy overseas is, the fund balance, not the contingency part. Contingency is just a line, an expense line item in the budget for miscellaneous overages.
And the difference is a department head can say, or somebody, they can transfer that easily, whereas taking money out of the fund balance takes the town council's thing. So
no, we still gotta have a resolution to move from contingency.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
but
we got it before, yeah.
Yeah. But it's
in your department, right?
Yeah.
That is entry department.
But the real thing, but the real key here is, and keep that in mind, is if you put money in your contingency fund, you're gonna be levying taxes on that that year. So just keep that in mind. The fund balance or the general fund is sitting over here. That's money you've already saved. So how you use that should be done judiciously and respectful. Because if you inflate your contingency up, say, to Mr. Baker's suggestion, $1 million, well, a mil is $1.6 or $1.7 million. You've effectively now bringing that up 1 mil to the taxpayers, and that's.
Well, you shouldn't need a large contingency.
Understood, I'm just giving an example. I'm just giving an example. So we gotta look at that in perspective. So I look at it as, when you look at the budget, you gotta look at it as, what am I gonna be levying on the taxpayers right now? You know?
I think Julie just made, would you say that again, Julie, what you said about contingency?
Contingency doesn't have to be a high line, high dollar amount if the budget is budgeted accurately.
There you go, that's the key word, but the budget's budgeted accurately, it should.
But how can you budget it accurately when your electricity, fuel, and then you have a bad.
Just give an estimate, Tim.
I know that, but I'm saying, you gotta be careful, cause you got stuff like snowstorms every weekend, right?
John did that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
I think you.
If you tried to put the contingency on those things, or suddenly something happens with the weapon system that the police have, and they have to go refurbish all their police officers with new equipment, and then go get recertified on those weapon systems, you know, that right there was an $80,000, and then you need to put the overtime on top of it, you know.
$23,000 for the weapon system, and then the rest
was overtime. So that, I mean, that's real stuff. You something happens to one of your, you know, your main plow trucks. You know, you can't budget that in. You have to take care of it now and fix it and get going back on the road. So just whenever you look at these budget items, you got to look at it with a little bit of respect. There's things that are going to be, oh my gods. My opinion, this is my opinion, and it's been, you know, crapped on all night, is that's what you have the general fund for, is to handle those oh my gods and not be levying taxes if you don't know what you don't know. That's all I'm saying. So.
I think myself it would be helpful to me. I mean, hearing kind of, I was not committal on how much of a mill rate increase I wanted. There was one other person that was still, care to say who we are, that's fine. But I think at this point, what would be helpful to me is have Julie come up with a plan using that $2.5 million that we've got, and how we can apply it, where we can apply it, and once it's applied, how much will we have left to put back into reserve account. And what would that equate to in a mill rate? Because I'm hearing anywhere some people were 2 to 2.5, some said 2.5 to 3. You know, bottom line is let Julie, she's our finance director, she's got the numbers, she has
them.
Yeah.
No, I think that's fine, but
that's
what I'm paying you for.
I think that's fine, but I would like some direction of where the council is thinking what they want to do.
Right.
Because if it's up to me, I'm gonna tell you to put that full amount into fund balance to be in line with policy.
And do 3 mil increase?
Yes. So if you don't want that, I'd like an amount of that amount that you'd like to put towards the budget. What capital items do you want funded? And I can make scenarios based on that.
Fair enough.
I'd prefer if you could start at 2 mil and work up to 3 and see where we can, you know, work it. That's all. That's why I was canvassing. That was actually canvassing the town council's present, so that we give you direction of what we could be shooting for, right? And so that's why I did it that way. So I wanted to hear from each one of these people, so I know where they stand. And not where I stand and have to go spend the next meeting arguing with them in an open forum. So I'd like to just hear that, hey, if it comes down to 2.29, which is one of the numbers that we just heard, then we can, then we gotta see where we're at on the spectrum. But from my understanding, the 2.29, we were still funding the schools, we were still funding most of the things on our budget. I don't think there was any.
You were using supplemental revenue of $1 million that would need to be made up next year.
Right.
So I'm back in the.
Right.
Still looking at all that from now again next year.
But that's gonna be our job to figure that out. But I wanted, if Julie could have those for us, then we could see what exactly we have to do and we're gonna vote on.
And the 2.58, you got that from where now? I'm sorry.
That's using the 512,000 of the education supplement.
Then the rest would go back into the.
Yes.
Would go back into reserve.
Do the all of it, then our budget, not the Board of Ed?
No.
It's all the same.
I just wanna get it clarified for my own sake.
That would go towards the. You gotta think of it as a whole. The Board of Ed is, would be further funded by the grant rather than taxes.
I kinda look at, I don't know if I'm wrong, I kinda look at the Board of Ed, even though they're the Board of Ed, they're still a department in this town.
Yeah.
No, we're all one.
I've said that.
Yeah, we're all one, so I mean, they just happen to be the biggest department, alright?
I said that earlier.
So I mean, we're all in this soup bowl together here.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, do you have a projection of the deficit for this year? What are you gonna do to cover the negatives for this year in our budgets that we don't, haven't covered? That's one of my things.
The end of year transfers?
Yeah, because, well, I'm probably gonna be in the negative due to this past winter.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of.
You know, and I'm already short 50,000 in salt.
Well, we have police overtime that's negative, we got.
Public Works, you got.
Firemen.
But we're all frozen on any purchasing and anything like that, and overtime, correct?
Well, I had to call in four guys the other day for a tree down, I didn't want to, but.
Well, that's across the road.
You can't freeze overtime.
You know, the overtime's frozen, but I still have a truck that I repaired well before the budget froze.
I didn't even get that done, that's below that.
That was about 8,000, you know?
Yeah, I heard that that guy took out a bunch.
Well, let's go back to the question, what is the town's intention there?
What's your goal?
No, there's only one answer, any overages that revenue's not covered by comes from your savings account.
There you go.
That's the only answer.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
One of the problems, like I said.
You mean, you owe it to them?
There was a cut of $5,000 in tires.
You take a loan out?
At the end of the year.
Hold on, everyone, Mr. Carlson's talking.
At the end of the year, we used to take that money that was left over in tires and purchase tires for the following budget year. Now I won't be able to do that, that's really gonna hurt me next year, cause I'm gonna already start with a negative in tires for police cars.
But do you have, but on your budget, like you have 20,000 in for the senior center for repairs?
Yeah.
And then you have so much for the police department, so much for the community center, so you usually jug your money around anyways.
Correct.
So if you're low on tires, this town's not gonna, it's just like the Board of Ed, we're not gonna let them ground on that. It's just like you, John, you know, you'd never.
Take some.
I mean, I think your department's done very well, out of all the departments, I think you've done very well.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know what, I don't think that this council or any council or your chief elected official over there is gonna let that happen. If you need tires for, you need tires, if you sharp them, and you get the best price for the community, I'll even sign on to that.
Right, but I gotta buy special tires for the police cars, that's one of the biggest issues I have.
Yeah, you explained that last meeting, and I think the finance director said, if you need tires, you get tires, alright?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're gonna get extra tires to stock up for next year, that's a different story, so we gotta see where we're at on that.
Okay.
Alright, and then.
If you see something special, John, you, hey, I can get a good deal on these tires that you usually use, you come to the council, and the council is gonna say, okay, or the majority of them are gonna say, okay, you need them.
That's a good idea.
You know, if you say, hey, I can get, like you did with salt. I mean, if you present all these intelligent people and say, hey, I have a good deal on tires to buy this many tires and save.
We buy them now.
We buy them now and save, that's what we did with salt. I mean, it's all about using the taxpayers' money efficiently.
Right.
So if you do that, it's, I mean, we do it in our business too, hey, you know, we board foot, if we can save $2 a board foot, we buy now, I'm gonna do it now.
Right.
Yeah.
Dan, what's your question?
Yes.
to piggyback off of what John was saying, though, in our budgets for utilities, for fuel and those types of things, where we did the best we could at that time for what the costs were. And then what if the scenario we're currently living in lasts much longer and we're into next year and we've overspent those lines significantly? Do we go back to you,
you have
for
to.
A one-time appropriation?
You have to.
To cover those overages.
And I've expressed that to every superintendent
right.
that
I just wanted to clarify if I understood that.
No,
this is my
yeah.
first time in this town.
Same,
that's normally what we do in the other town.
Same thing is.
I haven't seen it done like that.
Same,
I mean, it happens.
From the Board of Ed
but,
side.
But I would say it, it same thing if suddenly five. If suddenly if five students, you know, special ed students drop in on you in August, which has happened, or 10,
sure.
and then suddenly you've got to scramble, we're here for that.
Right.
Because that's,
right.
That's you know, there's no way you can plan for that.
Unless you call
that is similar to what happened this year.
Yeah.
And the 405,000 one-time appropriation has kind of helped us through because we're over in that line. A little more than that because of that scenario.
Right.
So,
so
I mean, I appreciate it. Yes. I just wanted to
think that. Are they considering closing? I mean, I always heard rumors. Are they considering closing Palmer or no?
No, we're looking at just as a whole district, just looking at the redesign that was established several years back in 2018-19. So we're looking at that as part of our operations now to look at a redesign, what that looks like for. When it comes to elementary and Palmer, of course, would be part of that consideration as well.
What does that cost a year for Palmer? You don't have to think about it.
Yeah, I didn't bring it with me, but we're working on that number too because it wasn't delineated individually in the budget that way. But that is something that the budget is also.
Do you think there could be a savings if one of that school was relocated? Because I know there's extensive work that we've done at Palmer School.
There is extensive work. So,
so is
yes,
that, is that
just
something
cutting
that's,
the roof
something
and
that
some
know.
Of the work that
right.
was
is that something we're, or is that something we're considering?
It, well, because it's been brought to our attention that, that is something among the town that they're look, you know, that we're hearing the words that that's what the townspeople are looking at. Why are we in that building if it's that expensive and we don't have future?
Well, we can't actually configure the building to what it
well,
needs to
needs
be.
Are.
Right, and that's a because the people who own the building don't want architectural modifications.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, we're hamstrung. You're,
right.
You know, talk about an unfunded mandate.
Right.
We are right there.
And
with
the HVAC, that's what we ran into.
Right.
So the board did decide that not to move forward with the plan originally approved by the state. However, we are dedicated to making sure that they
now,
have clean air and
oh, yeah.
all the bonds for the
as long as
air real, all the bonds for the air revitalizations were catered individually to each school. Does that mean that say for since we can't accomplish those tasks for that Palmer School, that's money that we're not going to take out a bond for, and we're not going to achieve right.
So, I've requested that information from the state. Are we returning the funds just as they were
created? Just not, yeah, you're just not taking them, right?
Correct.
So, but that affects
your assignment.
And so, okay, so that'll need to be looked at because that affects our debt, future debt ratio or debt. So.
And you guys are keeping in communication with Julie on that, right?
Julie and I have spoken to us, and the updates are, and Kate gets the updates as well when she as she comes to our meetings.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Julie, you want to talk about?
No, that was all I had.
Well, that was very informative. We had talked for an hour and a half.
Good meeting.
Yeah, very good meeting.
Yeah.
And did you have the path we're going to go down for our next meeting next week to really hash this out?
Yeah, well, let's discuss what we want to do. Do we want to have one meeting next week to review the different scenarios with all the council members?
Right, and then hopefully there's something from the Board of Ed will come back a little bit, maybe a few dollars.
Is there a preferred day?
I was looking at it. I have, first off, since I have five of the town councilors here, Six. I have six of the town councilors here. We could probably almost figure out a day that works for us.
Okay.
Are you actually on the council?
Next week, right?
What? I'm opening up my calendar, Joe.
She's.
Don't you start with me.
Good Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
I think, me personally, the 19th, 20th, possibly the 21st are good days for me.
What are those days? Are they, what?
Tuesday, the 19th.
Which is Thursday.
Tuesday.
They have a 19th meeting, Board of Ed.
That, our meeting is the 19th.
Well, you say the 19th is Board of Ed meeting.
What time is your meeting?
It's normally at 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Six.
Well, great, we know we do policy.
Six for the regular one.
Six o'clock is more.
Six o'clock.
All right, so 19th doesn't sound good.
It's the 21st Thursday.
It's the least preferred of mine, but I think 21st works for me.
At 5 o'clock, 5:30?
I would not be able to attend on the 21st, I have a 38.
What about the 20th?
The 20th, I'm free.
Is everybody else, I'm free on the 20th as well.
We moved the RTC meeting up to the 20th.
That's Board of, that's.
Oh, to the 20th, that's right.
Well, I mean, I'm more worried about this than that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think.
Are you a delegate?
Well, I'm not trying to say anything, but, you know, we probably should take this, you know, if you have to miss a meeting. Yeah, I mean, this is pretty important, so.
No, that's what I said.
Actually, the 21st would work, because that's at 7:00. You would do this at like 5:00, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
21st at 5:00.
I could do the 21st at 5:00.
Joe?
I should be, I don't have it on calendar, so I don't care.
At 21st, at 5:00?
Yeah.
I'll do it by Zoom.
5:00?
Yeah, Thursday, the 21st.
Now, you already have the Board of Ed meeting, right? And you'll have hopefully those numbers if they are, whatever, for that on the 21st.
It would probably come from our board chair. She would probably provide that information.
Okay, well, what information is she gonna provide?
The numbers that you're looking for. I would provide it to her, and she would pass that along.
You're coming on the 21st too? Is the Board of Ed gonna be here too?
Anybody that want to come here. This is really for a finance meeting, so we can get.
Lock in on something.
Lock in on something.
The councilors have any private cuts.
Since I'm not doing my.
They see something in the budget, which I think you've said this to every councilor at every meeting. If you see cuts and you want to see these cuts, you push it, you vote. So, I mean, now's the time to have the councilors look at the budget again. It's not just here that makes the decision, it's 7 people on that council, so.
That's why I'm having it, so.
Not to take the pressure off you three.
But we're gonna.
I'm not putting it all on you.
The budget will need to be passed the week after that as well, so.
What happens if you don't?
You have to answer the powers that be.
About what?
Town charter.
Oh, yeah, we, yeah.
We've done that, Joe.
What?
Yeah, I'm worried about that.
Oh, what is the timeframe that we have to get a budget finalized for tax collector, to get the taxes?
Well, Julie will know that, she's the director. When do the tax things notices have to be out?
Otherwise, then they gotta do supplementals.
Yeah, we need the budget, like, we have to get in the schedule with QDS, so if the budget isn't passed by the second week of June, we may run into a problem.
Second week of June.
We've got time. Okay, perfect.
I mean.
Thank you.
You know, it's great that we got a charter that says thou shall, or whatever this says, there's so many days passed, whatever. But when we have, when we're looking at raising people's taxes or cutting services, we gotta do this in the most timely manner we see fit.
Should we schedule more meetings for discussion then?
Right now, I just wanna do the 21st and see where we're at. And it'll probably be the following week if everything goes well. What's that?
Let's schedule one more.
Make a motion, which one do you want it?
Yeah, let's schedule one more. I think it's a good idea, Julie. I think we need, well, the plan B too. My opinion.
25th is Memorial Day. 26th, 27th, 28th.
27th.
Thanks, Chief Blanchett.
Thanks, Shane, about 20 minutes.
That's right, Joe.
I'm open for any night.
Right, the 27th, I've already got two meetings. We got Public Works and.
What's the day you can do it?
Public Safety, we got two meetings that night. I'm good the 26th, I'm good the 28th. Tuesday, Thursday, I don't know.
So until we know better, let's do 26th at 5 p.m.
At the TARP meeting.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, but you have a TARP meeting.
About the 28th.
Is it?
TARP is at 5, planning and zoning is at 6.
Well, you could change.
There's nothing on the 29th.
You could change the time of the TARP meeting.
Well, he doesn't even have to have it if he doesn't want it, it's his meeting.
Right.
I mean, we've got to reserve the 28th.
Don't worry about that when the night time comes.
All right, so you're okay with the 26th?
Yep.
Okay, 26th.
So we're gonna go with the 21st and the 26th at 5 p.m. here.
Right.
Julie, can you maybe send out an email just to confirm everything, do you mind?
Sure.
Or Cindy can do it, sorry, Cindy can do it, Cindy, please.
Yes.
Thank you, appreciate that.
Well, that is, we go out to all the councilors.
Right, 21st, I want all the town councilors. We've got everybody here now, we need one more, you know, and then we can, and it's not a town council meeting. It's gonna be a finance meeting.
But we're.
But I want the town councils present to discuss the budget.
And we can harass you guys, you're very public.
And you do a great job.
For the village.
Nothing personal.
Yeah.
All right, marks from councilors, or marks in the public with a 3-minute limit? Do marks from the public?
Sure there's no offer money left?
Marks in the public? Marks in the councilors, Councilor Baker?
I'm good.
Councilor Sutter?
I just wanna apologize for being late contractually, I have to be at work till.
You know what?
Certain time tonight, so I apologize.
I'm just glad you're here and thanks for coming.
Thank you for coming.
I have nothing to remark, I'm just glad that we're actually looking at this objectively and.
Definitely.
You know.
That was a good meeting.
Yeah.
I just wanna thank Julie, I know I've put you on the spot a million times and you put me on the spot, thank you.
Good job.
And Deb Martin, thank you for coming up and you know, we're gonna get there. So you heard some good news tonight, kinda. So, all right, with that, motion adjourned.